We talked about the role that public art, you know, can play in building pride and resilience and a sense of place and kind of reconnecting the Gidja community to their township. So we talked a bit about it then, and then we've been talking about it for over a year, and I'm actually working with a Melbourne-based street artist called Tom Civil, who's also here in the community working with me and the Gidja community to kind of, to produce a range of murals that are locally driven. So it's a locally driven public art program. So, that's how it started.
I've certainly enjoyed over the course of the past few days watching these blank sides of buildings transform into colourful pieces. Tell me about the artwork that is being painted and the ideas that's going to transform these walls.
So the ideas themselves have come out from a range of different community consultations that we've had with different sectors of the community. So some of the young people in the community, it's also about engaging with them and their interests. So it's school holiday time. So we've ran a number of workshops with some of the younger people in the community to kind of talk about what street art means to them, what their community means to them, and kind of the ideas have been flowing from those workshops. So we've run photography workshops, paste-up workshops, painting workshops, talking about animals in the community and what place means to them and country and how we could best represent their country, you know, using their ideas and also working with them to do that. We also have met with lots of different people in the community, so artists, the elders, people that work in the community and live in the community. And a lot of the ideas are largely about representing pride. So we've started with an Aboriginal flag. So the idea was came out that let's produce a flag that says this is our country, this is our land, and make a big statement. And so it was a great place to start because it's such an iconic image and it's so important to everyone in the community. So it kind of brings everyone together. So we've started with that, and now we're talking about producing a mural with everyone based on the dreaming story of Warman of the Gidja people, which is to do with the eagle and the crow. So we're going to be producing another mural, incorporating Gidja language with the eagle dreaming. So that will be one of the big ones. There's so many ideas. It's been great, but also trying to kind of bring all the ideas together. There's a lot of emphasis on language too, about producing text-based murals, so using words in Gidja as a way of, you know, bringing language to, you know, to everyone in the community. So there'll be some work around that. There's also going to be some fun projects for some of the younger people in the community, for the kids. So there's lots of favourite dogs and there's lots of horses in the community. There's a wonderful man called Johnny Echo who does horse training with some of the younger people around, you know, learning how to handle horses and ride, and also breaking horses as a way of kind of, you know, building pride in their community in that way. So we've taken a lot of photographs with the kids about the horses and that kind of aspect of place. So we're going to be printing these out and pasting them up around town. So there'll be some really low-key fun things, but also really strong, powerful murals that reinforce, what Warman is to them and connect back to the dreaming. Yeah.
And Sam, what was the energy like when the first splashes of paint were put on the walls, particularly for that big Aboriginal flag mural on the side of the shed?
Oh, it was so exciting. Just to kind of start, make a big start. I mean, it's a big surface, you know, and it can be a little bit intimidating, but it happens quite organically. So Tom, the street artist I'm working with, you know, we mapped it out. Well, obviously, we've got all the paint. We have a lot of paint, which we've got in from Kununurra. And then I suppose it started quite organically. We had two or three people, some of the Gidja Rangers came in and worked with us to set it up and basically do the framework. And then we had some students from Frog Hollow School come in with their teacher James, and they started working on it. So we've had people come and go, which has been so nice. So people would paint part of it, and next day another group of people will come in, and today we're going to finish it off. We had to get more red paint.
More paint.
And more paint. You always need more than you think. So, and it dries very quickly, so we have to move quite quickly. But so it's been really exciting. So a lot of this has spread through Facebook as well, which has been really, really interesting and great. So someone will post a picture and say, come on down to the rec shed, you know, here we go. And then people will just turn up and pick up a brush and off we go. And, it's been really exciting.
What do you think street art does to an urban landscape, Sam? What's your philosophy about it?
My PhD is actually in street art and looking at it as a form of like a shape changer or a placemaker, I suppose, a marker. I mean, my philosophy is that public art is public, it's democratic, it's everybody, it's about everyone who lives in that environment. I think it's very important to say that we're not trying to bring Melbourne street art to Warmum. We're trying to understand and what street art could be here for everyone that lives here. What would it mean here? And I think it's somewhat different. There's similarities in terms of, you know, often people want to express really powerful, iconic, sometimes political messages, which I think is really meaningful. But to me, street art is a way of almost reclaiming space, about saying this is where I live, this is who I am, this is what I believe in. You know, we often live in environments where not necessarily in Warmum, but in cities where there's lots of advertising and media that, you know, I didn't have any control over whether it was going to be part of my environment. So street art can often be a way of breaking down kind of official messages and barriers, and kind of transcending all of that and creating something quite unique and moving and, you know, and that not everyone likes. And that's the thing about street art is, you know, it's difficult to, you know, create things that appeal to everyone, but it's like everything, I think. So it has been challenging here in that way of just making sure that everyone feels like they've been part of the process and their voices are heard, and because this is for them, it's not us driving it. We're here as assets, I suppose, and facilitators to kind of enable it, I suppose, yeah, we're more enablers here.
And that placemaker thing is interesting too, because sometimes street art can also be quite ephemeral for different reasons.
Yeah, that's right.
Art can be stolen, demolished, painted over, or just wear away.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily always going to be there forever either.
No, that's right. I mean, I believe it's intrinsically ephemeral. I mean, the exciting part about this project is that we don't see it necessarily as a static thing. And, you know, some of the ideas that people have now, we may not be able to produce now just because we don't have the time, but maybe next year. The idea is that this project, my hope for outcome is that this project will grow and expand, and it will become an evolving thing as people become more confident, or, you know, it's also about developing skills around technology and media and painting and becoming more involved. So this is the first time we've been to Warmum to do this. So, you know, maybe next year, hopefully, we'll be able to produce more or paint over other things and start again and work with other communities as well in the Kimberley. I mean, that would be my dream. It would be fantastic to be able to do that, just keep coming back every year and working with, you know, everyone, and, you know, ideas change and shape and spaces change, and yeah.
You just like painting the town red, literally.
Oh, I just believe in the agency of, you know, public art and design. I just think it's, you know, it's kind of a tool of transformation, and people are talking about it. You know, if, you know, not everyone, hopefully everyone is really happy with what's happening, and, you know, and that's the goal. But, you know, people are talking about it and talking about their environment and thinking about their environment and, you know, coming up with ideas and feeling confident to participate and, you know, this and taking ownership and feeling empowered about the space. So it's quite exhilarating, I think, you know, standing there and watching everyone paint their walls, you know. So, and I'm being a design teacher, I'm more involved with the workshopping of the ideas and helping draw that out, and Tom's there more facilitating the painting, being a street artist. But, yeah, it's great. Yeah, you can tell I'm very excited.